Blog Talk Radio.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Welcome to BVM Global Kingdom. The views and opinions expressed on BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network are solely those of hosts, guests, and callers. These views and opinions do not reflect the opinions of BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network. And once again, thank you for calling and listening to BVM Global Kingdom.
It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Peace and greetings. Shalom. Namaste. Assalamu alaikum. May the peace of Christ be with you. This is another broadcast of BVM Global Kingdom. And I'm your host speaker tonight, pastor and senior pastor of Broken Vessel BVM, the Elder George Rita. We thank the Most High for allowing us to come one more time in His name. We thank you, Most High God, for blessing us with another Shabbat as we go into the eve of your day of rest, of your seventh day. Happy Shabbat, everyone. Happy seventh day. Lord, we thank you for just watching over us through the week and carrying us through the week, Lord, keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you, Lord, for just your mercy, brand new mercies that you grant us every day that we open our eyes. We thank you for allowing us to be on your wake-up list to give you the honor, to give you the praise. You know, one of the things and one of the prophets, Prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 58, he says, cry out loud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Show my people their transgression in the house of Jacob, their sins. When you've been called by God, when you've been called before you were formed in your womb, and you go out and I see now how the prophets, and even when Christ, when he came and he did his ministry and all the prophets that came before him. And when you make that decision that you're going to do the will of the Almighty, everything, people around you, people of this world, are not going to be for you. There's not going to be everyone standing on the corner waiting to hear what you have to say. There's not going to be people breaking down your door just to hear the word of God. I understand now when he said it's going to be a remnant. I understand how John the Baptist was making the straight way, the path in the wilderness, crying out loud. Because when you are in the wilderness of the world of heathen and sinful people and unrighteous people, and people allow Satan to use them that they don't even know. Sometimes even the saints of the Most High, sometimes we allow that spirit of evil, wickedness, and unrighteousness to creep in. Because he tries to fool you. He tries to make you think. One thing about Satan, Satan is one that he's a liar. He's a murderer. He's a destroyer. And Satan always wants to try to put a seed in you for you not to do the will of the Almighty, for you to give up, for you to not to have no hope, to take your hope away, to give so that you can say, oh, no, it's not worth it. But you know what? Even as the prophets from the beginning, as they cried out, as John the Baptist, and even ones even before him, when they came out to do the work, or they came out to do the calling, I don't care if I'm the only one and my only voice is out there, somebody's going to hear this voice. You don't know who you may be a blessing to. Or that person that might be on the point of committing suicide. Or this person that may be in the brink of losing everything. Or a person that's going through a physical ailment, thinking that there is nothing in store for tomorrow. You never know what family is about to be broken up. Did you make him a word of God, a word of encouragement to say, don't give up yet. Hang on, my brother. Hang on, my sister. Change is about to come. You never know how God is going to use you in a type of situation or circumstance. You got to be ready. You got to have that willing spirit no matter what. And you got to know that you know that you know. Because when it comes to the end time, everybody say they're calling on the name of the Lord. Everybody saying they're calling on Christ. They're calling on Jesus. They're calling on this name, that name, that name. It don't matter what name it is. But if you ain't got it inside of your spirit, then no matter what, no matter what situation, when you put the Almighty first, when you're obedient to his word, when you start slacking and doing things contrary to what the Almighty say, you're not going to get no blessing. This is a daily race that we're running. And it's not for the swift. It's not for how fast you go. It ain't for how strong you are. But who can endure to the end? Are you working on your enduring power, your enduring spirit? Because right now we're coming to the end times. Everybody's not going to make it when the end comes. You're going to be surprised. It's going to come like a thief in the night. While we're up praying, while we're meditating on him, while we're keeping his Shabbat,
mm-hmm.
While we doing his feast.
We kept that stuff with us.
Jesus said one thing to his disciples. And I believe it was Peter. When he said, Peter, feed my sheep. A lot of times people take that literally as far as physical substance, as far as food. But it could be a partial meaning in food. But it was about feed my sheep the spiritual food that they need
mm-hmm.
to survive. Especially during this troublesome times. Feed my sheep. And that's an ongoing thing that never stops. Because we're always in the need of substance, of food. For our heart, for our mind, for our soul, and for our body. And you never know. Sometimes you may have abundance, and sometimes it may be a lack of food. But the thing is that you get what you need. you digest what you need. And you absorb that. And you get fed. The thing is, are you being fed the right things? Are you being fed the holiness and the righteousness of the Most High? Do you have a foundation of what you're being fed?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question of the day. A lot of times we can ask for feeding, or you can be fed the wrong things. They said there was this big thing with the shortage of Similac that baby was getting, but that's a manufactured man-made chemical that they were given to babies. Now I know there's a lot of babies that was out there that was growing up. They didn't have no Similac. And I'm talking about years ago. They put that milk on the stove. They made their own concoction. They put some, what you call it? What did they put in the milk? They put...
lactose-free.
I don't know about all that. But they put the... sugar or some type of sweetener in it,
mm-hmm.
and they put the boiled the milk on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they put the KO syrup in the milk, and they made their own homestyle remedy. And a lot of us grew up with that, and we became very healthy and strong. There was nothing wrong with us, but it was what we was put inside of us. It was that old-fashioned remedy. But it worked. Same thing as a lot of these cures for these sickness and diseases that we have out here. Everybody's going to take this pill, take that pill. Take this shot, take that this shot. But a lot of times it's what we're putting in our bodies. It's a lot of times, are we taking care of our bodies? Are we eating nutritionally? Are we putting the vitamins that's in our bodies, the ones that help fight off sickness and disease, that help build our white blood cells? Are we having high doses of vitamin C and D and B, not only in our regular diet, but daily, to strengthen our bodies? Those are some of the things that we need to do. You know, I started off with the song, "It's Me, It's Me, It's Me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer." A lot of times, we don't even realize that we want to blame our mother and our father for things that are shortcomings or things that happened to us in our life that was something that they done, or they weren't there, or you had one and not the other, or you didn't have any. But then you got to look within yourself. It's not your mother and your father. It's you. It's you the one that's in the need of prayer. And then it says, no, we want to blame our mother and our father, but we want to blame our sister and our brothers for things that may have happened, or a situation or circumstances or something that they may have done or they didn't do. No, it ain't your brother. It ain't your sister. It's you. You're the one that's in the need of prayer. A lot of times we got to look within the glass of things within our own lives. And the Word of God speaks about that. You have to look within that reflection of that glass. What is the reflection of you? What are you doing? Are you praying daily? Are you meditating? Or are you blaming everyone for something that you should have done? Are you blaming everyone for a blessing that you're asking God for and he already gave it to you, or an opening or a way? Have you been putting the time in to the Almighty? Have you been doing the work that he wants you to do? Or are you getting tired? There was this song that they used to sing. I don't know the exact words. He says, I'm not getting tired yet. How did that song go, Chaplain? Do you know?
Not offhand.
She says, I'm not getting tired yet.
Oh.
I don't know the words, but it'll come to us. But yeah, they used to sing that, no, I'm not getting tired yet. No. You know, as I go through every day, that the Most High allow me to be on his wake-up list, I am just so grateful for how he saved my life. I am so grateful for the ways he has made out of no way. I'm so grateful for the blessings that he put upon me. Now, I'm not going to say that this entire journey that I've been running this race, that everything was hunky-dory or perfect, because it wasn't. I went through some struggles. I went through some hurt. I went through some pain. I lost some friends. I lost some loved ones. But you know what? In the midst of all that and going through, my praise for the Most High God, that he's just an awesome God. Because he could have given up on me a long time ago, but he didn't. He had faith in me. And then he showed me that he was with me. And when I learned that, when I learned that he was with me and he was for me, there's nothing in this world that I knew that he would not hold from me. It was not a circumstance that I did not have the victory in. Because I know he loves me. And he loves you too. You may be going through a certain situation in your life. You may not know next move is or how it's going to end up. But I'm telling you of a person that's been through, and I've been going through, and I've been holding on, but I've never given up. And even though I've been through some afflictions of my body, and I've lost some things, but he returned everything that I lost. He healed my body. He healed my mind. He healed my soul. He gave me a better, he allowed me to have a better relationship with him. You like what I said, that he allowed it. Because if the Almighty doesn't open the door, the Almighty don't put his hand out. That's the only way you're going to receive it. Because he's a merciful God. Not only he's a merciful God, he's a jealous God. And I am just so grateful and thankful. I'm thankful for every week of this Shabbat. I may not get everything done that I want to get done. And Jesus said it so eloquently in his word. He said it, or Yeshua, he said, when you go forth in this ministry and you proclaim me, you're going to be under attack. But you hold strong. Your foundation has to be strong. He said, the evil ones of this world are wicked. If you're a part of this world, then you're not going to be part of his kingdom, because this world is against the kingdom of the Most High God. So you got to keep, be strong, be of good courage. You got to continue pushing on. And you have to know that if you're not under attack, if things not happening, if people are not doing things or whatever, trying to stop you in your ministry, trying to break down things, be an obstacle or a blockage or something. If that ain't happening to you, then you're not doing the will of the Almighty, because you know, that's when you know that you're doing the work and the will of the Almighty, because there ain't nobody mad but the devil. But you know what? The devil's going to have his time. Because that hourglass is running out. And the time is coming soon for the return of our Messiah, of Christ. And when he returns back, looking for that church without spot or wrinkle, not the building, the church is you, your temple, your building, without spot or wrinkle. And he's going to bring back the glory that he has from the beginning of time. And he's going to have the saints of the Most High. That's not only going to be here to judge this earth, but to judge angels. That's what the word says. So you prepare yourself. You meditate on him day and night. You stay in prayer. You know, on that note, before we go to conclusion, because we'll be up bright early tomorrow for the Shabbat, the seventh day, to do the Sabbath school lessons tomorrow and discussion at 10 o'clock. We want to ask the chaplain if she has anything she want to add in before we close and on tonight's prayer. Chaplain. Well, I'm going to close it in prayer. I guess I'm going to hold it on this here thought right here. All of you that's been trying to establish a relationship, or you don't know what you want to do, and you haven't made up your mind. You haven't had a relationship with the Most High. We're going to pray the prayer of repentance, because I don't care what sin you've done, where you've come from. We serve a merciful God. Repent. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. As Matthew, the 6th chapter, says in 31 to 34, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom, y'all, and all these things will be added unto you. Seek the kingdom and his righteousness, his holiness. You know, men and women of God, you continue to be blessed. And you stay in his word. And you stay prayerful. And you continue to pray. And you continue to meditate on his word day and night. Until the Shabbat tomorrow and the day. Peace and greetings to you and your family. And may he send his guardian angels to watch over you and your family. You continue to be blessed. Until next time, peace. Shalom. We'll be on again tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock a.m. The number is 319-527-6170. Until tomorrow, peace. God bless you.
Yes.